Greetings and blessings, friends. In this segment, we cross the threshold over the midpoint in our journey exploring the wisdom of the prophet Khalil Gibran. And for me, this is one of my favorites, this midsection, the prophet's wisdom strikes to the hard chords. Following the segment of freedom, the prophet enlightens us on the balance between reason and passion. And for me personally, very analytical. I like to explore the science of things, understanding the cause and effect, the relationships. And what I've learned through experience is that passion pulls. A passion vision. And like an archer drawing back the bow, preparing to let loose the arrow, all the work, harnessing the energy from the core to draw the string back, to steady the bow, to aim the arrow. All the analysis, the sets and reps to build the muscles, the focus. And the fingers let loose. Our arrow soars through the air, the mercy, the wind, and gravity, even the heat of the earth. All things beyond our personal control. And the vision draws it to its target. And the priestess spoke again and said, "Speak to us of reason and passion." And he answered, saying, "Your soul is oftentimes a battlefield, upon which your reason and your judgment wage war against your passion and your appetite. Would that I could be the peacemaker in your soul, that I might turn the discord and the rivalry of your elements into oneness and melody. But how shall I, unless you yourselves be also the peacemakers, nay, the lovers of all your elements? Your reason and your passion are the rudder and the sails of your seafaring soul. If either your sails or your rudder be broken, but you can but toss and drift, or else be held at a standstill in the mid-seas. For reason, ruling alone, is a force confining, and passion, unattended, is a flame that burns to its own destruction. Therefore, let your soul exalt your reason to the height of passion that it may sing. And let it direct your passion with reason, that your passion may live through its own daily resurrection. And like the phoenix, rise above its own ashes. I would have you consider your judgment and your appetite, even as you would two loved guests in your house. Surely, you would not honor one guest above the other. For he who is more mindful of one loses the love and the faith of both. among the hills when you sit in the cool shade of the white poplars, sharing the peace and serenity of distant fields and meadows. Then, let your heart say in silence, God rests in reason. And when the storm comes, and the mighty wind shakes the forest, and thunder and lightning proclaim the majesty of the sky, then let your heart say in awe, God moves in passion. And since you are a breath in God's sphere, and a leaf in God's forest, you too should rest in reason and move in passion. As our own lives manifest in individuality, we find the non-duality, the wholeness, the connection, the unity. And this is the essence of yoga. This is the definition of yoga, to yoke ourselves to that unity, even though the discerning mind sees the duality. Be aware, honor that awareness, observing, understanding, and living with purpose.